This is the spoiler review of War for the Planet of the Apes, starring a bunch of folks you might not know, and folks you should know, basically. The first being Andy Serkis. He's playing Caesar. He's mo-capping for this one. It's definitely awesome to see him motion capture right there. And then Woody Harrelson. There's also other people there as well. Actually, we can even mention Steve Zane. His character is amazing, so I'm going to mention him as well. So those three characters there. This is spoiler review, as I mentioned earlier. So if you haven't watched the movie, you should definitely hold off, come back to this later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. The synopsis is as follows, and you can actually find this on Rotten Tomatoes. So in War for the Planet of the Apes, the third chapter of the critically acclaimed blockbuster franchise, Caesar and his apes are forced into a deadly conflict with the army of humans led by a ruthless colonel. After the apes suffer unimaginable losses, Caesar wrestles with his darker instincts and begins his own mythic quest to avenge his kind. As the journey finally brings them face to face, Caesar and the colonel are pitted against each other in an epic battle that will determine the fate of both their species and the future of the planet. So all in all, when I think about that synopsis, it's not close to what the actual movie is about, to be honest. Truth be told, most of the movie is closer to the first part, where Caesar goes into a very, very wild rampage. And it's notably so, because when it comes down to it, the colonel, which is played by Woody Harrelson, basically comes into his, like, home of sorts and kills both his son and his wife. So you can only imagine why Caesar would go mad, because when it comes down to it, you kill my son, kill my wife, I'm coming after you. So that's basically what the premise of the movie is. That's point in point, from start to finish, that's the whole thing. He's coming there to kill the colonel because of that what happened. So you start the movie off with Caesar's son that comes in and mentions that there's a next location that works out a whole lot better for them. It's far out in the desert. No one could come there as easily as they are right now. So Caesar's like, we'll think about it later. Of course, that will bite him in the butt later on, just because whenever a character does that, like, oh, we wait till later, something always happens the next scene that makes it where, all right, you should have moved a long time ago, and that was the scene where he got his family killed. So that happens, and automatically from there, Caesar's on a rampage to go after the colonel. So he leaves his company and lets his company go towards the desert, and he goes off to get the colonel himself. What happens is the colonel swings around them, captures his company, and then eventually captured Caesar's as well. So it's like, when you think about that whole premise, you're like, this is not the best premise ever. It's the plot for this movie is very, very weak. It's based on a one premise, and that's basically it. While with the other two movies, it's on a different premise. You could follow the story quite well. It doesn't get to a point where it's like, I guess this is fine as a movie when it comes down to it. It's one of those kind of movies. So if I had to rank between this one, Rise or Dawn, I'll say Rise is number one, Dawn is number two, and then War is number three. It's by far the weaker of the three movies, but it's still a decent franchise, to be honest. It's one of those things where the third one isn't horrible, but it's not the best. I'll keep on saying it from top to bottom. When it comes down to the colonel, his reasoning for what he's doing is okay, but it's not enough to make me want to hate him. It made me look at him like, all right, I guess it's fine. The harsher and even more compelling villain was Koba. And even he makes an appearance quite often in this movie as well. So it reminds you of how much they're lacking a main villain that's make you want to hate them. And it just brings back Koba every single moment. It's like, yes, Koba was a better villain. Definitely was. This colonel, he's very one note. And he's in a movie a little bit of it, but even when he's in there, he makes not much sense when it comes down to it. And even at the end, you have it where the human beings from another camp is coming to kill the colonel because he went crazy and start killing other folks because they're going, they had the virus in them and they're going back to like a primitive style of talking. So they're coming after him. And then you have the apes also joining kind of from the other side. So it's both humans and the apes going towards the colonel. So that even weakens Caesar's resolve when it comes to go for him. And even when the colonel captures Caesar, he leaves him alive. And they're like, oh yeah, put him in the field, let him work. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. I guess that works. You went to kill him not too long ago, like a couple of days ago. But I guess today, he's fine. He'll leave him alive. Leave him in a cage by himself. Let him do whatever. He's fine. He's good to go. It's a very crazy premise to deal with that. All in all, if you really want to watch this movie, you can. It's definitely a movie to see at least once, because visually speaking, amazing. You see these apes here, and they look like they could be real-life animals. Andy Serkis did an amazing job. You could see the emotion on Caesar's face from start to finish. Like, it definitely got better from the first two movies, and that's saying something. I say the only thing that draws back for me is the story, to be honest. After a while, I didn't really care what happened, because when it came down to it, things were happening. Other folks were mentioned. Cornelius was mentioned as well, which is kind of cool to tie back to the original. But when it comes down to it, the story itself really didn't touch me at all. It's just one of those things where I could care less about it. But I could care a little bit about Caesar, because he had some kind of reasoning, but even that wasn't strong enough to be like, all right, this movie is awesome. No, not at all. But yes, that is my review. If you agree with it, let me know in the comments down below. If you don't agree with it, let me know in the comments down below as well. You can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter and even Snapchat at Dwight Antce. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. And I'll catch your reviews next time.